no sufras al despertar.
At West Brooklyn Community High School, there is the old and the new coming together in a very familiar ritual. It's Scholastic Aptitude Test season. And while the tests are new this year to address some problems that seem to unfairly favor white suburban kids, the nerves at SAT time are as familiar as the cafeteria chairs Veronica Jersky and Alyssa Bartnick are fidgeting in.
Find a job, or if you want to take a year off, take a year off, or do military. But where I previously came from, it was, no, you're applying to college. You have to apply to college, and that's it. Those are our rules.
That's Alyssa. She and her friend Veronica will both be getting up early to take the SATs this weekend. Veronica knows that to get to college, all roads pass through the SATs.
It's going to help start my life now. It's so stressful, it's so scary, but you want to reach the highest score to make yourself look good for these colleges so they can see that, oh, I'm not just a loser or a student from an alternative high school. I'm a student. I'm a good student.
But how will the test judge them, they wonder? Will it be fair? Will their own insecurities make the test harder? Alyssa tries to predict where her weaknesses lie.
The essay is now optional. You have to pay for it. The essay is a lot harder. The question is a lot harder. It's now a rhetorical analysis. So you have to pull out from a text and you have to completely explain and analyze what the writer is doing. And a lot of kids in high school don't necessarily get to do that in a regular English class.
To get to this point has meant a lot of hard work for both of these girls. And they wonder how that will be reflected, if at all, in their test results. Veronica knows her own trend lines over the past few years are way, way up.
It was like becoming almost a high school dropout to now almost a high school graduate.
In her previous high school, Veronica was fighting all the time. Eventually, the bullying dared her to think she was better than all of this.
It was the worst 2.5 years of my life. It just became a cycle every day. I would come to class, next period I would leave. And nobody would tell me anything. Nobody would say, don't go. Nobody would say, go to class. Nobody would help me understand what I have to do. I want to go to college because I want to prove to my mom and to my family that I'm not the same girl I used to be when I went to John Dewey.
But the feeling of being academic pioneers for both of these young girls is isolating from friends and family. And cheerleading from well-intentioned loved ones only goes so far. In the end, you just have to put down your money and pick up the pencil.
Kind of broke. I didn't know what to do anymore. And I didn't have anybody that had been through the same experiences or anybody who had finished high school or gone to a high school like that or even gone to college to help me out. So it was more like I'm swimming in this big pool with people at the back telling me, well, you can do it. Like, you know where you're going. I know where I'm going. I don't necessarily know how to get there.
These girls both know that even though the test has changed, kids from other families will still have more opportunities for test tutoring and practice. It may not be fair, but Veronica says, bring it on. She and Alyssa will take their chances and are convinced that when a real person eventually gets to meet them, they will see something beyond just a number.
Don't like the SATs. I'm not a good test taker, and I never was. The Board of Education doesn't know their students. They know their students by number. Colleges look at you by number because the SAT basically is a number. You know, I would rather meet face-to-face with the college I dream of going to.
This day and age, there's tons of technology, and even doing like a Skype interview or something like that, I think gives a lot more into who your student is and seeing how they interact and seeing who they are as a person rather than just looking at their test scores.
Alyssa Bartnick is a junior at West Brooklyn Community High School looking to study political science, and Veronica Jersky is a senior who dreams of becoming a dentist. Both are taking the newly redesigned SATs tomorrow.
When 16 is divided by X, the remainder is 4. What is one possible value of X plus 1?
These four steps should be applied to all sentence completion questions.
What's the probability that a spot chosen at random would be somewhere inside the small circle?
The SAT writing test as a whole is broken down into 2 multiple choice sections and an essay.
This is why the wheels in your head should start to turn.
Are the wheels in your head screeching, in fact? Tomorrow morning, hundreds of thousands of American high school students will sit for the SAT and try to remember the Pythagorean theorem. The test has been redesigned for the first time in a decade. Fewer obscure vocabulary words, no required essay, and no calculators on the math section. But you like to see the other skills tested.
It's John from Wausau, New York. I think it may be too obvious, but I'd like to ask that civics be included in the SAT. You know, the active participation in American society. I think the schools need to teach that, and we need to test that somehow.
Brentwood, New York says, I would add social studies. It would make the exam more relevant. An exam as important as the SAT needs to be more than memorizing vocabulary and math problems.
My name is Nancy Murphy. I'm calling from Plantation, Florida. I think the other thing that needs to be tested on the SATs is financial knowledge. I think kids need this more than anything else in the world to survive nowadays.
Miami, Florida says the ability to think for oneself. Public schooling has trained young people to memorize and repeat, but when it comes to real-world problems that need solving, they don't know how to tackle those challenges. It's made hiring employees very difficult for our company when they lack problem-solving skills and need constant supervision and guidance.
This is Emily calling from Swampscott, Massachusetts. I wish at least one foreign language would be tested as part of the SAT. I think it would elevate the status of foreign language instruction in schools as a whole. I think currently American students in general are not really equipped when it comes to another language, although they expect that of others when it comes to English at home or even abroad.
This person probably scored pretty high.
Come on. The SAT measures more than vocabulary and math skills. It's also measuring logical problem identification and problem-solving skills. And there are many studies that show positive correlations to academic success. True, it may be missing some heretofore unstudied indicators that have made some people successful, but there are as yet no supporting studies that demonstrate those. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is Frank Durr from Milpitas, California.
Who scored 800 on the math test? Actually, I have no idea of that. Others of you want to get rid of the test altogether. San Francisco, California, no more testing. Kids aren't learning anymore because teachers are too busy teaching them how to ace the test. Learning to score high on a test is not the same as learning real knowledge.
This is Leah calling from New York. Common sense and decision-making skills seem to be worth putting on the SAT as I keep running into these millennials who seem severely lacking in both areas. Standardized tests are really just awful things, though, and the more we train students to do well in them, the less time we spend teaching them to be critical thinkers and lifelong learners. Instead of asking what else should we test on an SAT, we should probably really be asking why we've not yet done away with such standardized tests instead.
Colleges say they recognize the SAT and consider the SAT less and less in these years of very complicated college admissions. What do you want to see on the SAT? The number is 8778-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.